Dunfermline Abbey is one of those places where you can almost smell tragedy in the stonework. Pretty much everything you see here was built, or rather rebuilt, after 1303. It was in that year that Edward I, in one of his murderously vindictive tantrums, torched the place, burnt it to the ground. He was, as usual, making a point. To smash up a royal mausoleum was to strike directly at Scotland's sense of independent history. The greatest symbol of that independence, as always, was Stirling. It surrendered, took the fight out of the Scots. In 1304, they submitted to Edward. Well, he must have thought, that was that. Done with. Peace. A mistake. For what Edward couldn't possibly have predicted was the emergence of a Scottish lion, even more ruthless than a leopard himself. And he was, of course, the Bruce. The strange thing, though, is when you catalogue the formidable strengths of Robert the Bruce, his political cunning, his military ingenuity, his steely resolution, even his intermittent fits of rage, they all begin to sound rather like the attributes of the man whose work he'd sworn to undo, Edward I. If he'd read the book of Edward's life, he would have known that lesson number one was not beat the foreigner. It was first, win your battles at home.